Welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast. I'm Alex Braga. Do you like free t-shirts? Do you like gambling? You can join us on the show this season and pick Pac-12 football games with us. All you gotta do to get in on the action is to hit us up on Twitter, at Jeromny, at TSB Ski, or at TSB Pod.
Educated by the pain, finger to the flame, feel it burn, change lanes. Cause I do the same pattern, that would be insane. Driving in a circle, not for my motorcade. Used to order tapes, dubbing California greats. Never claim to be the best, but I'm not a fake.
Hey man, we're in Oregon now. You know, you can, it's the wild fucking west out here. Y'all can roll around doing heroin, don't even get in trouble for it. Like, you're good.
Let's do it. That bill was funny because I'm like, decriminalizing this stuff is fine. Like, we don't need to, whatever.
Yeah, they did kind of slide that in, didn't they? Because, like, the whole promotion of it and everything that it said when you'd read about it was like, you know, it's going to be, you know, mushrooms or whatever. It's going to be, you know, they're going to supervise the whole thing. It's going to be for medical reasons, blah, blah, blah. And then you find out later, it's like, well, wait. We just made all drugs not criminal? Wait, did we?
Yeah, I read it. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm not smart enough to know what psilocybin does for what, you know, the clinical things they're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's decriminalize cocaine. Whatever. Not many people can even afford cocaine.
Right.
And then I see heroin, and I'm like, oh, that's a little dirty even for me.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can smoke heroin, I think. Tar heroin, really? Black tar heroin, I think.
Every time I've ever seen it, it's been burned in a spoon and then injected.
Well,
that's how they show it in movies.
Well, it was Pulp Fiction, wasn't that what Mia snorted? She snorted heroin.
Yeah.
It didn't turn out well for her.
Yeah, that drug's a little too dirty for me.
That's a heavy one, guys. That's
an IV drug, an intravenous needle. I'm out on that.
I'm getting the sense that the idea of it was to not spend as much resources chasing down people who have that stuff and putting them in jail.
And in fairness, it's at a pretty low level. I mean, like quantity-wise.
Yeah.
If you had a pound of heroin, pound of heroin, you're still going to jail. So,
your personal use, a pound of heroin, just
Y'all. So I have been. So not like actively avoiding election coverage and stuff, but I know, like, I have my, you know, feelings about how it's going to turn out. And I don't want to put myself through that. So, you know, you hear people say, you know, currently Trump's ahead in Georgia. Currently he's ahead in Pennsylvania. But Biden's going to come back after they do all this counting. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. You go ahead and let me know when that happens. And we'll go ahead and, you know, whatever. But in terms of me following it and paying attention to it every second and buying into anything that they're saying, I'm like, no, I'm going to go ahead and y'all tell me the numbers when they're done and I'll be okay.
Before we delve back into the national stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to give a hearty goodbye to Alex Skarlatos.
Alex Skarlatos.
And his commercials. I will miss them.
Boy, he made zero effort other than those commercials. Like, he got a lot of donor money, put him into those commercials. And did you see him do speeches or appearances?
He was in Eugene, like, over.
Because he lives here.
So I think he lives in Roseburg.
He was, like, walking down the street. Yeah, of course he lives in Roseburg.
But, yes, he hit the rural stuff. But I'm just going to miss him and his Bang commercial.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it will never, I have a soft spot.
Yeah. Know,
just the mean and nasty.
This
wall. Oh, DeFaggio's nasty.
This will always follow DeFazio for me too. Like the image of him living in Washington,
a yacht.
In a yacht.
A yacht.
Oh my God. By the way, like if like people who don't live in this area and don't know anything about DeFazio, like just the image of him actually having a yacht is the funniest shit ever. Cause he's totally one of those dudes who just like wears his fucking REI vest, like has his blue jeans and his fucking, you know, Birkenstock shoes. Not Birkenstock makes shoes, right? Am I tripping here?
I think just sandals.
Okay. What's the equivalent?
They might make a moccasin, maybe.
A moccasin, yeah.
He wears his shoes that were made for the purpose of hiking. Like, he wears his hiking shoes. And, like, to imagine, and he always seems, like, perpetually a little bit dirty. Just, like, literally dirty, like, with dirt. Because he's in his yard all the time or some shit. I don't fucking know. And then to imagine that on a yacht just fucking kills me. Every single time I saw it, like, really, that's what you're trying to, like, you know, so Skarlatos is like 30s, like he's probably like around our age, right?
No, he's younger.
Yeah, so younger even. So yeah. We have all been around to know about Peter DeFazio. Like, he is so young that he doesn't know anything about Peter DeFazio. Like, he
doesn't have a master.
Crazy.
Austin. Mean.
Crazy,
so bad.
So y'all are your households like following along closely all the time?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm. Like you got it on the TV all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I personally have not been following it all the time, but it's on a TV in my house 24 hours a day right now.
Man. You know, the more, yeah. Like, week to week, Ski's living situation is, you know, it sounds borderline abusive, Ski.
I had to tune in for about 30 seconds of that awesome Packers-Niner game tonight.
Oh, boy.
Oof. That's a, so,
is it, that's all I needed. Yeah, I stopped watching that at 7-3. Yeah.
Is this our smooth transition into sports so we can stop talking
sports!
About yeah.
Sports!
Oh, my God.
Speaking of sports, Trump brought back college football.
There you go. Wheeling it right back around.
Well, we'll keep it on politics here. I was the funniest thing on Twitter right now is people just absolutely dumping on Tuberville.
Oh, yeah. He's getting destroyed. Like,
oh, it's just so perfect.
That analogy was so, like, that was, like, oh, Saturday Night Live.
Tell people what you're talking about.
So, Tommy Tuberville, Auburn, Texas Tech, Cincinnati, Ole Miss coach. In his latter years, he got in some, not trouble, but people mocked him because he was leaving jobs. Like, I think Texas Tech, he left for Cincinnati mid-recruiting visit at a restaurant. He's sitting there today being like, oh, this illegal election fraud is like, first and 10 at the 10-yard line. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Like, and then you don't punt, but you go for two. What are you talking about? You left. Like, there's no election fraud.
Additional generic football comments, Tommy.
No,
that
but then everyone
makes fucking sense.
And then everyone's response is like, oh, you know, no, this is actually like losing to 3-7 Missouri. And, like, things like that. It's, like, just absolutely dunking on his coaching career. Or, like, punching your assistant coach in the face.
There you go.
You know, shit like that. It's just, like, yeah, exactly. And it's just
And just for beautiful. Posterity and to be accurate, his tweet was, the election results are out of control. It's like the whistle has blown, the game is over, and the players have gone home. But the referees are suddenly adding touchdowns to the other team's side of the scoreboard, which is that's not what's going on.
No, because they don't know how counting works.
I mean, is he going to be in the House of Representatives, like doing all these football analogies for like every? That's his only thing he has, right?
In a gross way, I hope he gets up and does like a healthcare thing where he's like, "Listen, healthcare is like throwing on 3rd and 10. You could do it, but only two negative things are going to happen. That's why you just got to run the ball and punt.
I want like a camera just on AOC's face while he's talking like that, just so I could see her like live reactions to him talking. Just him talking, like in general, because you assume it's all going to be like that.
Did Tubber rock a visor? Am I picturing that correctly? Was he a visor guy?
Yeah, I think he was a visor guy for a bit. Yeah. Not all the time.
I don't think he had anything.
I don't know why I'm picturing like visor guy. Ooh. Coach.
Yeah, we're going to find this out right now.
I mean, this is...
I did see a really good tweet, by the way. It was like Biden losing, or like Biden blowing a 3-1 lead would be so 2020 or something like that.
No, oh, there's a lot of...
He wore a regular hat, if anything.
Regular? That's not as cool then.
It's not at all. And it's like one of those small hats with the bent bills. And
if you had to pick one current college coach to be an elected official, who would you guys pick?
Cool. A really good question. So like somebody I would prefer, or somebody who would be good at the job?
I'm gonna say David Shaw.
Yeah, I could see that. Absolutely.
Really smart. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Get that lefty Bay Area,
yeah,
politics in them.
Yeah. I wonder what side of the aisle like Mario Cristobal is actually on.
I don't think you need to wonder that hard.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because he's
a South Florida Cuban. We don't need to go that route.
This is what I'm saying.
But I think we know.
He comes out and everything he does in the streets,
well, he's smart.
Is way left, yeah. Like way left.
Have you ever checked out his brother's Twitter account?
Mm-mm.
Well, I think we know where his brother stands.
There you go. I mean, because that can change. You know, you get married to somebody. You know, you're like minded in that way, and then you go and do your own thing. And your brother is like, fucking Uncle Jeff. Like, you know, wearing MAGA hats and, you know, Confederate flag on his wall, even though he's Cuban.
Well, here's an interesting question. Who do you think is more likely to be a MAGA guy? Mario Cristobal or Dana Altman?
Dana Altman.
You think so?
Yeah, without question.
Okay.
Yeah, just because of the religious side of it and stuff. I see him being like super straight laced religious guy. Like, I don't even know that, by the way, because I don't think I've ever heard Altman talk religion ever. So I could be just completely off base on that, but I don't know. That's a good question, because I think they both are.
Yeah, so do I. it's kind of a trap question.
Yeah.
I think Cristobal needs to win a natty first before he could actually, like, openly come out MAGA.
Yeah.
Because clearly we've seen that.
Dabo.
Yeah.
Dabo. No. So Biden wins the election, ain't nobody coming out MAGA. Like, no, I think that is dead.
I have a feeling Dabo will ride or die on that.
Yeah. Yeah, but we already know who he is. I'm talking about like somebody afterwards being by the way, make America great again. He's not in office anymore, Mario.
Well, we'll see what happens in 2024.
You should probably put that hat away.
2024 revival of the MAGA. Remake it again, America great again.
Don Jr. runs. That sounds very Republican, by the way.
I am very curious to know. Yeah. Let's just for conversational purposes.
Of course.
Joe Biden does not throw an interception at the goal line at the 3.
Blow the 3-1
Russell Wilson doesn't blow a 3-1 lead and he gets to 270. Let's just say he is the president elect.
Yeah.
Like, what are all the MAGA people going to do with their like 17 feet by 14 feet flags that they put on their trucks? Like, you can't fly him anymore once he loses, right?
No,
they'll be 6 months into the year.
Yeah.
They'll still be flying. But I think they'll put them away until next election.
Yeah,
and they'll come out.
No, when Trump Jr. runs, you repurpose them, man. It's easy. Or you turn them into fucking, I don't know. What would you do with any other like old fucking fabric? Turn it into like a comforter or some shit. There's gonna be a run on like eBay MAGA comforters.
I was gonna say, you think there's gonna be a lot of old lady quilts coming out with a American flag and Trump signage on them?
Oh my God. By the way, like the way they talk about, like the way they idolize the flag and hold it up on this pedestal, and then the way they, you know, rip it to shreds from the back of their truck. Can you imagine some old fucking lady just like tearing up a flag and fucking putting it into a blanket,
a square on a quilt,
a pillowcase? Like, like this old lady's fucking drooling on a fucking pillowcase every night. That's an actual American flag.
Like one of my biggest things with the whole Trump experience.
Yeah.
Racism aside. Fascism, yeah. All that stuff aside, right? His whole MAGA aesthetic is awful. Between the enormous flags and the hats, whether they were MAGA or then CAG. Mm-hmm. CAG. At least you could say MAGA sort of rolls off the tongue. CAG? Yeah. CAG is bad.
Yeah.
But those red hats, aesthetically, are trash.
Yes.
They're so bad. And it's not even the slogan or how big the lettering is, because he's appealing to 90-year-old people.
Yeah.
Just the structure of the red hat is trash.
Yeah, the way it's shaped. It's a cheap, terrible hat that if like somebody gives you a gift it's like one of those like Christmas gift hats or whatever that your grandma gets you. It's like, oh, the Ducks were in the Rose Bowl. I saw a Rose Bowl hat in the mall. I'm gonna fucking buy it for him. It's great. It's like $20 or whatever. It's made of absolute bullshit. It's like the smallest hat on the face of the earth. There's no way it's gonna fit my fucking head. And so like you sure enough, you put it on there, it's barely sitting on top. It's like it's all wrinkled, like the bill is way too small. Like that's what those hats are. Like
they're cheaply
made bullshit hats that these people are forced to wear. Like, by the way, like I'm in charge of this, like the marketing of this campaign. I'm getting fucking flat bill, I'm getting fitted. Like team fitted all day.
You're going to lean flat bill, no. I would say as a whole, you take the left and you take the right. The right wears hats disproportionately way more than the left do.
Absolutely.
I mean, all those good old boys, country guys, so the fact that they didn't get a good hat is a little surprising.
That's the thing. They don't have standards for our country. They don't have standards for the hats they wear.
You guys wear dad hats?
That's what's wrong with our country is they need to have some standards for their hats.
You guys wear dad hats yet, or you still straight up fitted?
Yeah.
I have a
flat bill all day.
I see that Mitchell and Ness. I see it.
This is my main hat right here, Blazers. This is you can see it's worn. It's dirty. I get run out of this hat. By the way, this is a fucking snapback.
Ooh.
Which look how it fits on my head, dog.
It's kind of hipster. Snapback.
It's like a big snapback on my enormous head. Like it's the first one I've ever found that's actually big on my head. It was one of those Dream Ross Dress for Less finds for like $10.
I have been slowly converting to flex fits more than it's a nice fit, a flex fit. If you
I've fully embraced going from the fitteds to either the snapbacks. And I have a couple of dad hats. Not going to lie.
Tell me you have one. Tell me they still make the ones that have, like, that weird little piece of rope, like, where the bill and the hat meet.
No, those are out. If I could find one, I would totally wear a – and the hat is corduroy, too. Yes, that's the best thing.
Like, early 90s, like, T-ball kid sports hats.
Yes.
Yes.
They got to bring those back.
They were made of like sponge material, like the front part was
like foam almost,
the softest foam ever. And then it was all like the wicker on the back, basically.
I still don't know the purpose of that little stringy rope thing.
Yeah, no, it's all for looks, dude.
What could it go?
That was
the
just
building, wear
96
like
swag right there.
Yeah.
Dude, there's another money making idea right there.
Man.
That's got to come back, right?
Midnight. So while we're just talking aesthetics and fits and all that,
we've talked like zero sports.
Who cares? Yeah, whatever. Sports, whatever.
We brought up Niners for 5 seconds.
Yeah. Shove the Niners. Get rid of Jimmy G. Okay, I'm done.
Are you still on your crusade against me and my Bolt Boys wearing my powder blue?
Ooh, your Bolt Boys.
Bolt Boys!
They're the fucking rival. They are the rival of your team, dude.
They're not a rival. They're the Chargers.
They are. The
Chargers. I'm not out here rocking a Mariota Raiders jersey.
Yeah. So the discussion we had was King has a jersey for Herbert.
Herbera.
Again, the colors for the Chargers are fantastic. Wearing those colors is never a bad idea. I don't even have a problem with you loving Herbert, following Herbert.
And really
like, but you, so you, so if we have, so say Justin Herbert, say Russell Wilson's not a Seahawk. They draft Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's a Seahawk. How would you feel with me as a Niner fan buying a Justin Herbert Seahawk jersey or a shirt?
That's a real rivalry. Mm. That's a real rivalry.
That, by the way, began about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, but you guys hate the Seahawks.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Because of Richard Sherman, who is currently on our roster, not playing, making a whole bunch of money.
Does anyone actually hate the Chargers?
No one did. Oh. It was Phil Rivers there. Like, oh, he throws
touchdowns.
There was 10,000 yards. Oh, that's cute.
No. I'm calling bullshit on that. Phillip Rivers, the thing the Chargers had going against them was Phillip Rivers' derp face. Like, Phillip Rivers, throwing a pick, going like, and like that was a thing for a long time. Like, people didn't like the Chargers just because of Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I think
before him, they loved the Chargers because of
Ladainian
Tomlinson and stuff. So,
well, where was like the Sean Merriman? I think people were split on him.
He had a good run until he
was really good for about 2 or 3 years.
Had to stop taking steroids.
Yeah. Stop taking steroids and beating on Tila Tequila. Or whoever the fuck that
good
was.
Good Lord. Yeah. What a dated reference. I love that.
Thanks, man.
I have not thought about Tila Tequila in like 8 years. No one has.
Because he literally, that was his like.
That was his demise.
That was his going out party for the NFL, was like him testing positive for steroids and beating up on her.
I wonder what Tila Tequila.
She was famous for like 2 years.
What a weird time period that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Tila Tequila, the dirty.com, like just a weird period in time. Sports!
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 Oh, God.
I think our new goal should be who could throw out the most dated reference or something. I'm going to try to work Dan Cortez in somehow.
I dropped a Quentin Coriot reference on Twitter today.
Daisy Fuentes? Wasn't Daisy Fuentes right? The thing around
Dan? Oh, yes, she was.
Yeah. What would you drop that in reference to?
Oh, someone said – I dropped a political tweet.
Who was that?
Someone said something about Texas A&M, and I was like, well, I might hate Texas A&M football more than I hate Donald Trump. Texas A&M football sucks. And I said something about Quentin Coriot. I mean, come on. Texas A&M fans, they dress up as Marines. There's ROTC guys.
Well,
U of O has ROTC. Autzen ain't full of dudes dressed up like, ha, and here come the boys coming back from Normandy, the Texas A&M Aggies. Nah, it's corny. It's bad.
Very much so.
I hate Texas A&M.
The only thing I know about Texas A&M I learned from a Disney Plus show starring Bill Farmer, who does the voice of Goofy. It's about dogs, because apparently Texas A&M has a dog that runs out before every game. That's pretty much all I know about Texas A&M.
The Lassie Dog.
Yeah, the Lassie Dog, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of, did you say that was on Apple TV? Is that what you said?
No, Disney Plus. Oh, that Disney is a Disney Plus show. Okay. Seeing as he's the voice of Goofy and Pluto. And, well, by the way, the voice of Pluto.
Yeah. Disney Plus, I suppose I can't work in a seamless Ted Lasso reference. It doesn't work as much when it's not Apple TV.
I mean, you could just say the random reference and call it.
Have you guys watched Ted Lasso?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. I've not watched it.
What is it?
Are you familiar with Jason Sudeikis?
Yes.
He's like soccer coach.
Yeah, he's a
football coach. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's good. You should watch it.
Isn't it? It should be. I assume it's entertaining. Sudeikis is funny.
It is. It's very wholesome. It's
fish out of water, American guy coaching
absolutely
British football.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, it's good.
My Braga
Sports!
My Braga sports. FC, as I bring it back to sports, they lost to Leicester in the Europa League today.
How did King's Hotspurs do 14-0 today?
Oh, I have that right in front of me on my YouTube. I can watch it right now and I can
Tottenham.
How they do today, King?
Your Spurs.
Eric Kine. That's all I know.
There's a picture of him having scored a goal on the YouTube preview.
So I think they won.
Probably means they won. They went up against a team called PFC Ludogorets.
That's my thing, is that I don't understand soccer.
Yeah.
Because I mean, lifelong Hotspur fan over here.
Obviously, yeah.
They keep playing these teams I've never heard of.
I'll tell you why.
That's because they're in a different, like, they're in like a tournament.
I don't understand it.
That's Europe football.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Play Barca. Play Leicester.
They do. They do.
Play Wolves.
They do play those teams.
Don't play FC Sandwich. I don't know who that is.
It's the Europa League, King.
What is that?
It's so you, if you don't win your league, so if you're like third or fourth in your league, then
a
you
consolation play. League.
Yeah, it's a consolation league. You have to start out in a really shitty group, just like the World Cup, where, like, you know, countries are
they're
in
playing Angola right now.
Yeah, they're playing Ghana right now.
I don't get it. Soccer is so weird.
That's what happens when you have a sport that literally goes the entire year. I don't know. I don't even know their season. When did they take time off?
Like September.
No, it was while the COVID outbreak happened. That was
no, they break. Played.
No, that's – well, this is what I'm saying. They had like a break for like a month or two, and then they came back, and they were like, okay, we're just going to play with no fans. And then they started like a couple weeks after that season ended.
So it's like April? Yeah. It's like April, yeah. May? That's
yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. By the way, they're still – the Premier League, they're still taking a knee before every match. Like, every team in the Premier League
takes a knee. Well, I guess I can't watch anymore. Mm-hmm. Get woke, go broke, you know?
Yeah.
All this racial equality stuff.
Well, here's the thing.
Not my soccer.
Uh-huh. Would you rather be a black athlete, like, in Fenway Park or in some of these, like, Euro soccer games?
Ooh. Fenway Park.
Yeah, where they literally chant that you're a monkey for
a year.
It's bad there. Yeah. Oh, man.
Can I?
Depends.
This is just observational.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we all live life in an echo chamber, right? It's just kind of unavoidable. We try to branch out, but sometimes it's just unavoidable. The most liberal people I know love Premier League soccer.
Yeah.
What's probably the most racist league in the entire world? Add the Prem League.
Yeah.
It's just a weird dichotomy there. And that's good. No.
Well, that
I don't know. What about
versions?
I don't know. What about some of those like lower leagues in?
Well, I don't count those. I'm talking like.
I mean.
I'm talking big time stuff, not like the Mountain West.
Yeah, all right.
Crappy leagues like the Pac-12. Like, no one cares about that.
I think that has to do with left-wing people being generally more hipster and being into things from England in general. So, like, the TV shows from over there, like, everything. Like, they're into the whole
British
thing.
Comedy is terrible, though. We can agree on that.
Yeah, it depends. Like, I've liked a couple of shows from over there. But yeah, in general. The thing I watch a lot of like panel shows on YouTube that are like comedy panel shows where they get like comedians who just like riff on each other about topics, basically.
They have funny comedians. It's just their sense
Jimmy Carr, like Jimmy Carr is a funny fucking guy, man. Like, if you have not watched Jimmy Carr, he's got Netflix specials. He's great.
I mean, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. I mean, these guys are fucking funny. It's just those British comedy shows. First off, they're like 3-episode seasons.
Yeah.
So that you can't delve into something too much. And it's just so, you know, dry.
Yeah.
They're just so dry that they think it's so funny.
It's weird because I grew up watching like Monty Python stuff on like PBS and shit. And so, like, I love that stuff. I still love that stuff. I, like, make my kid watch, like, totally force my kid to watch it. Like, she doesn't.
Monty Python's good.
She doesn't give a shit, by the way. Like, I totally force her to watch it. She's like, yeah, it's funny, Dad. Can I fucking watch dumbass videos on YouTube, please?
It's funny to say that about your kid.
Five Nights at Freddy's videos.
The other day I was telling my kids, I'm like, you know, over the last week, you know, I watch all these videos of these kids watching the Dodgers win the World Series, and they're crying because their mom or their pops were big Dodger fans, and they're no longer here. And I go, I just watched my NFL team win a Super Bowl.
Right.
And I had to high-five a pillow. You guys won't watch fucking sports. And like, go Ducks! And Lakers. I'm like, I don't even like the Lakers. Go away. Get out of here.
Yeah. My daughter, every time, like, I'll be watching the 49ers or something, and, like, somebody else will be over. Like, she'll have her face in her phone, or she has, like, a Wii U, because it has, like, the handheld screen that you can actually watch YouTube and stuff on. So she'll have her head in there, and then she'll tell the person, she's like, I hate when Dad watches the 49ers because he's yelling. And I'm like, first of all, I don't fucking yell that much. Like, the time I yelled, by the way, that she's referring to every single time she brings this up, was the Saints game from last year where the 49ers won thanks to George Kittle's, like, amazing play. So I'm, like, excited. Yeah, what a play! And she's like, yeah, Dad fucking yells all the time. It's like, ugh, the 49ers, boo. I've been trying to push the 49ers on her for 9 years, and it is never going to catch.
It's sure. Not sticking?
Nope.
Well, maybe she push the Chiefs on her.
A good team.
Yeah.
It's not any better. It doesn't. Doesn't stick either. No. I've learned.
She doesn't care. She does not care about sports. Like, yeah. She'll play if I like make her play, basically, which you have to do with kids if they're not naturally into sports. But yeah.
You need to buy your kid like a Mahomes jersey, like skin for Fortnite.
The only there you go.
Get him involved. Get him involved.
No, or that like Minecraft NBA jersey we were talking about last week. Yeah. Dude, she would love that shit. Minecraft. That kid, by the way. So I got, real quick before we're just done talking about this. Like, I got, so they have all those free games now. So I got Roblox on my Xbox. And so I went for a run, and she's old enough now to where I can, like, leave her alone in the house for a little bit.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great, by the way?
It's such
a gift. Oh, it's the best. It's such a gift.
Oh, it's so good. But check this out. So you know how free video game works. They make their money with
in-game purchases.
Microtransactions. That's what they're called, yes. So I go for my run. I come back, like, go to turn off the podcast I was listening to and see – on like an email, you have been charged $100 on your Xbox account. $100. It was like a one purchase thing for $100 for like Roblox like money or whatever. And so I go in and I'm like, hey kid, can I talk to you for a second? Why is my phone telling me that I just spent $100 on a Roblox purchase? She's like, oh, like, because I genuinely believe her, that, because I had talked to her about it beforehand. I'm like, don't, like, they're going to ask you for money. Do not say yes. Like, exit out of it, back out. Like, and so I truly believe that she accidentally did it because she hadn't actually used it for anything like that. And so luckily Xbox, like, this happens a lot. And so I contacted them like right away, and I got the money back in my account right away. But I was like, dude, I literally, like, if I didn't get my money back, like, your fall and winter is gonna suck. Like, just know, like, your life is about to change in very drastic ways around this house, child. Oof. And it's like messed up because I totally knew that could happen and might happen, so I talked to her about it. I got ahead of it, and sure enough, she did it anyways.
It could have been like, I'm pretty sure there was a British kid that spent like, I think it was like $7,000 on FIFA.
Yeah. Stuff. Oh my God. Oh.
It's like,
it's very easy to do.
Very easy to do. That's all it takes.
Do you guys ever play FIFA?
Heck yeah. I love FIFA.
I'm so bad at it. I can't do it.
Yeah. I'm
it's hard.
I'm pretty confident in my FIFA skills, actually.
To the point where the only sport game I like now is hockey. Huh. Like, the actual play, everything. I mean, it's like, yeah. You get mad and it's the same thing every year.
I hear MLB the show.
The show is good.
Is the best.
Yeah, but that's a slog, man. It's just like a regular MLB season. If you're going to actually do anything on it, you got to play like so many games.
I feel like I'm one of the last adults on Earth that still likes 2K.
Yeah, no, tons of people like 2K.
No, I don't know. I think it's pretty unpopular.
How long ago were those 2K games and like Madden games on ESPN? Is that like early 2000s?
Early to mid 2000s, yeah.
Followed by like the And One tour.
I feel like Professor Kevin Love was on a 2K ESPN college game or something when he was at UCLA. Right.
And 2K they do like the Borderlands games too, I think. Like,
yeah.
So they're
part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're killing it.
Gearbox, but it's 2K on it.
Yeah, but they're like the distributors or whatever. Well, whatever.
Good way to make money.
What a good sports podcast we just did.
Yeah, right. We're killing it, guys.
Like, that was like the best 40 minutes of sports I've heard in a really long time. Sports.
Are there sports happening? Is there something happening this weekend that we forgot about that we should
know? No. There was, but Cal had a positive COVID test. Now our Huskies are not playing this week.
Our Huskies, okay. Our dogs aren't going to be up here. So what's the point in even paying attention?
Yeah. Throw your dubs up, my dudes.
Yeah. By the way, Harry Kane, as I just saw, played in his 300th Tottenham game today and scored his 200th Tottenham goal today in a 3-1 victory.
Does he get a capo for that? Is that the word?
A capo?
Isn't that a thing? I think that's a thing. A cap or something?
Character from South Park or something.
I feel like they like give him something.
I got nothing. I got nothing. Like a medal? They should probably.
No, I think it's like a band or something.
All right.
I'm going to see what capo means in soccer.
All right. While you look that up, we should get to our new segment that is going to go on the entire season. Ski, you want to explain what this is?
All right. So essentially replacing our, our list segment here.
Yep.
We're going to pick. Each of us are going to pick three spreads we like for the Pac-12 schedule each week.
Right.
So you get two. Two of them are just standard one-point picks. The third one is your lock of the week. That is worth 2 points. And the winner of each week gets one of the street agent shirts I found in a box in my garage. So
what a deep cut.
So someone could stack up a bunch of T-shirts here.
Someone can stack up a whole bunch of the same 2010 shirts
in unknown sizes as well.
Let's do it, Twitter. That's the best part.
Yeah,
it's so, if, so if So if anyone wants to compete against us,
yeah, I was gonna say,
or one of these majestic T-shirts, hit up one of us on Twitter,
yep,
and we'll try to get you in here to get your picks with us.
At TSB Ski for Ski, at Jeromny for King, at TSB Pod for me. So that's kind of the goal, right? Is we're like, as the season goes on, we're gonna have a different person on each week, and if they beat us, they get a shirt, right? Is that what we're saying? I say if they tie,
I may just start giving them to anyone who wants them.
If just you just play, unload. You'll get.
Oh, if you play, you get a shirt.
Yes, okay, if you play, you get a T-shirt.
That makes way more sense because we're only dealing with 3 points every week with three games, and like
we could extend the points to factor in more, but
yeah.
And you will be getting a size shirt of my choosing, so can't be super picky about it.
I love that. I love that. All right, my guy. Where are we starting?
I'm going to list off the games, and if you guys picked one of these teams, chime in, and I'll mark it down.
So we're talking about like the games and the spreads.
Yes.
And we are going to that. So like one of these games. So you're going to list off the games, and then we're going to pick the games, like the two to. So the two games. One. The,
yeah,
so
two, three, 1 points.
The 2 1-point picks, and then the one lock pick for sure. So we're talking about covering the spread, or
covering the spread. Gotcha. Well, we're covering the spread this year.
Gotcha.
Well, I guess this year, our last time we just picked winners. That was like 7 years ago. So
yeah.
All right, so
man, this is episode 129. Yes. Technically,
exactly. Jesus.
Yeah.
What's up, USC Dave?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drew from Yuma. We miss you here, man.
Druma.
He might be
a future player on this game, by the way. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. So the first game on our pick'em here is we got ASU at USC. And we got USC as 10.5-point favorites.
I don't want to touch this one at all.
I am booking USC as one of my 1-pointers.
So to cover, get more than a 10.5-point win over ASU.
Because USC's back, right?
Yeah.
USC's back.
Sure.
That's all you need to know.
Okay. We definitely do say that every year, don't we?
And if Herm's just chucking out players, maybe something going on there. That's what I'm going on. Again, well, this is
clearly
weird. This is
USC has a quarterback, and so he's a Heisman contender.
Yes.
And so they have a Heisman contender at quarterback because they have a quarterback. Therefore, he's one of the best in the country.
This is the weirdest year. I don't know anything about these teams.
Right?
It's shocking. I couldn't name who ASU's quarterback is.
I did very little research for this, by the way. And so I sent you guys a picture of Stanford's depth chart for when we talk about Oregon and Stanford. I was looking at it, and I don't know any of those players. I've never seen the names before. I've never heard the names before. I don't know anything about them.
I mean, I just think it's wild that Owen Marisich and Chris Owusu are still playing for Stanford.
Yeah, Arcega Whiteside, definitely still out there.
Arcega Whiteside.
Is he from Spain?
His mom is from Spain.
España. It's very nice.
Likes to watch La Liga matches.
La Liga. Well, who knows what they're playing in now, too.
Leo Messi.
They're playing Real Salt Lake and whatever stupid league they're in now.
Whiteside's got to have a handful of capos, right?
Yeah, right.
Whiteside. He's got some capos.
Capos.
I think Real Salt Lake is playing in the MLS still.
No, they're in some dumb league. No. They were in the MLS.
Okay.
But now that it's November, they're in something else because that's just how soccer works.
All I know is the only American soccer I was paying attention to, the Thorns, they no longer have Tobin Heath, and so I don't give a fuck about them anymore. Y'all don't have Tobin anymore. Bye. I'm done with American soccer just because of that. She flew the pond, boys. Sucker.
Take your word for it. Both of
them. All right. So we'll move on to the next game here. We have Arizona at Utah, where I spread 14.5 Utah favored.
I'm staying away from that one.
And I picked this game as well. I picked Arizona.
Oh. Because
I'm pretty sure Utah lost, like, everyone, and they got a former South Carolina quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that's – yes, they did. Bentley.
Jake Bentley, right?
I'm not sure why that's a good sign.
Yeah, I was going to say, which team got him?
The team that got him is going to make them worse, right? That's why I'm taking Arizona.
Gotcha.
Because this guy is Utah's – well, I think he's going to be their quarterback.
I don't think he is. I think I saw that he's second team.
Really? I'm pretty sure he's a senior. He was a grad transfer senior, wasn't he?
Hey, Anthony Brown's a grad transfer.
This makes me so happy how little we know about these teams.
Sports!
I think he plays for them, right?
I think Arizona always starts off okay, right?
But they usually play Northern Arizona.
What is USC's starting quarterback's name?
Keaton Slovis.
Oh, good job. I could not remember his first name.
Yeah, I could not remember his first name.
The true sophomore.
So from Tungsten?
Tustin, California.
Tustin.
All right, we'll move on to the next game here. Maybe you guys will pick one. We got
– I mean, we only have three left.
Yeah, I know. You guys got – these are your three games coming up. So we got UCLA, a 6.5-point favorite at Colorado.
I got Colorado, like, outright in that game.
UCLA minus 6.5 is my lock.
Ooh. Oh, I'm going to lock that. Lock.
Yeah, big Chip Kelly guy over here.
Big Bruin believer over here.
I think Colorado not only covers, but, like, wins the game.
Oh, wow.
I'll let you take that, the money line on the game, where if they don't win, you lose, but you'll get 2 points if they cover as the underdog. Ooh, or if they win as the underdog.
Bonus. Bonus. Yes, sir.
So do you want the 6? You want the 6.5 points, or do you think you want the Colorado straight up?
No, I'll take the 6.5 points. Thank you.
You'll take that, right? Smart.
Thank you.
All right. So now we're gonna move on to the marquee game of the week. We got Washington State at Oregon State, and we have the Beavs as a 1.5-point favorite.
Beavs.
Which I think I saw that. That's the first time they were a favorite since 2016?
I should know that. I saw that too.
The first time they were a favorite in any game?
Pac-12 game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still three full seasons. 3.5 seasons.
By the way, holy shit.
That was you're taking the Beavs, King?
Yep, got the Beavs. I think Wazoo's going to be big trash this year.
Yeah, I'm with that as well.
Taking Beavs as well? All right.
Same reasoning. You get the pirate out of there. Who the hell knows what they're going to be? I tell you what they're not going to be is an offense that scores like 80 points a game anymore.
I'm going to put a little asterisk next to this that you guys picked the Beavers to win a football game.
Yeah. To cover.
They're favorites.
Technically, that has them winning, yes.
Yeah. You don't just walk into Research Stadium. Or Parker Stadium and come out with the win.
Yeah, throw out the record books when you go into Parker Stadium.
All right, so final game of the week. We got Stanford at Oregon. 7.5-point favorite Ducks.
This one's my lock. Like, I have Oregon covering that by a lot.
This is my lock as well.
Yeah.
As the Ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oregon.
I mean, mostly, because I sent you the picture of the depth chart. Like, nobody has heard of these people. not just us. Like, these people are not, you could show like most people this list, and it's like, I mean, Matt Preem's gonna know who they are because they were recruited at one point. People who, like, you know, Rob Mosley's going to know who they are because Rob Mosley, that's his job. you ask like a fan of the Pac-12 and of Oregon who David Mills is, like David Mills is their quarterback. He's a senior. Like he played some games last year. He played like five games last year. I had no idea who he was. Sorry. Like I just didn't.
I wish this was
in fairness. It's Davis, not David.
Davis. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
And he's actually a junior, not a senior, because Stanford lists their players stupidly. They list them academically. So it's really he's a junior.
That is really stupid.
Like, that's why they can't keep anyone. That's why everyone is gone, because they switched their classifications. So everyone is a year listed a year higher.
Right.
And then they changed their grad school requirements. So that's why all these seniors are like, well, we're seniors even though we're juniors. And we can't get into grad school, so we're all
trying. Hate that.
That is stupid.
Though I do think Davis Mills, someone can correct me, I think he might have been like a five-star recruit.
Yeah, he was a high-level recruit for sure. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, it's not like he's – I mean, yeah.
I wish this was our old-style podcast where we got like beat writers from different schools that we talked to.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to talk to this guy with how we are. Be like, we like – well, it's like – so who's on your team?
Hey, Bob Dota. Yeah. How about the – I think Jake Locker is going to win that starter job. Yeah.
That's literally every question from us is, so tell us about this guy.
So Scott Wolf, Cody Kessler, hey?
Scott Wolf, oh, that was fun.
That was great. He really not a fun. Really not a fan of old Lane Kiffin.
No. And the I remember the guy from Arizona, like, he was kind of ahead of the game. I remember that interview because he talked about how schools were going to shift to having media members work for them and controlling the message more. And sure enough, like, every school started doing that. Like, the Ducks hired Rob Mosley. Like, it was crazy how he predicted all of that. But that was fun, too. So, like, you know, you look at the Ducks roster this year. And they are good.
Well,
like hashtag analysis. Like Oregon is really good. Like across the board, even without Sewell, even without Holland. Like they, you know, I don't know what they're gonna get from Tyler Shuck. Like he's listed as an or with Anthony Brown. So who the hell knows? I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Shuck, but you never know. I don't know what they're going to get with Shuck, but he was pretty okay last year when he played. I mean, they didn't ask him to do a heck of a lot, but he did complete like most of the passes he attempted, and he did attempt, you know, a pretty good amount of passes. You know, CJ Verdell's only a junior, which seems weird. Yeah.
Stinks.
CJ Verdell stinks.
He stinks, man.
Well, I think Travis Dye stinks more.
Well, that's why he's the backup. Yeah.
Again, have we talked about his glove situation?
Yes, he needs to wear fucking gloves. And now that I see that he's like the punt returner, no glove guy weighing guaranteed. Like 175.
All right, we're doing this now because it's before the season starts. Over under on kicks dropped by Travis Dye, like muffed, fumbled. I'm going to set it at 3.
I was going to say 3.5 and go over.
Okay. So 3.5 over. Done. All right.
I'll play contrary. I'll take the under. He's going to be one of the – I think he's just going to fair catch everything.
There are way fewer games, too, so that will help.
That's true.
Yeah.
Their
defense is good, so their defense is going to force a lot of punts this year, too. So.
Like on Tuesday when the election stuff was getting super tense and it looked like Trump was running away with it, I just threw out this little, like, distraction as a joke, being like, hey, I think CJ Verdell is just average. And a couple of people fought me hard. They called me a clown and a fuddy-duddy. I don't know what the fuddy-duddy has to do with it, but I was a fuddy-duddy.
My God, you're catching people at a very heightened, stressed situation in their lives with some CJ Verdell garbage.
I have no problem, like seriously, bantering with people on Twitter or just trolling people who take stuff like "you're a fuddy-duddy" too seriously.
Yeah,
I just think he's so blech. I was like, I don't even care. Yeah. One of them kept coming back at me. Answer me! Answer!
No.
No, I just think he's... And I look at this avatar, and I'm like, well, he's 20. So he doesn't even know who, like...
He has no, yeah.
Running
no,
gods
yeah.
I'm just trying to think. He doesn't even remember LeGarrette Blount, probably, at Oregon. Like, yeah. Let's just... And this guy's going to tell me Verdell is, like, really good.
So we can we assume that you're not looking forward to Verdell getting the ball 30 times on Saturday?
Well, I'm hoping Moorhead is...
Yeah.
Progressive, or gets him out in space. Because, yeah, if Ooh, he's going to run traps and dives.
Progressive, good buzzword there. Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, getting playmakers the ball out in space, too. Another buzzword.
Ooh, very good, very good.
I'm going to throw up a little prop bet here. First play of the game, do they try to air one out with Shook?
No.
Do they try to set the – no, you think they're just going to
– I think they do.
No,
I think
Mario Cristobal is like, this is still my team. We're going to run the ball up the middle or like off tackle.
Ugh, gross.
It's going to be something deep or it's going to be something funky.
I think it's something funky or deep.
Funky. I don't think they do funky. I don't know.
I stamped the season, Brog. The first play of the game.
I think it's a CJ Verdell off tackle run to the
3 yards.
CJ Verdell to the 22 for a gain of one. Second down and nine for the Ducks.
Don Essig, by the way, in an empty stadium calling out every play is going to be the loudest thing ever. Like the echoiest thing in the history of Autzen Stadium. I'm looking at Oregon's defense, by the way.
Is CJ Verdell a top 10 Oregon running back from the year 2000 on?
Top 10 from 2000 on, no.
I would say no, too. No. Without even thinking about it, no, it can't be.
No. I would put Jeremiah Johnson ahead of him.
Of course.
Obviously, you got Blunt, LaMichael, Barner. I just had somebody else in my head. Jonathan Stewart was still in that era, too. Yep. Terrence Whitehead.
D'Anthony Thomas.
Anthony Thomas.
Yeah.
Ontario Smith.
There you go. Oh, Saladin McCullough.
Yeah, he's in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
The Ruben Drones.
He was 90s, too. Yeah, Maurice Morris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ricky Whittle.
Definitely
90s. Yeah, you know. Okay, good. Kevin Parker. Yeah.
Here's the thing. The defense looks, you know, just from the personnel, they look like they're going to be good still.
Yeah.
I think the offense is a big question mark. So I see this game kind of being maybe low scoring.
Big question mark. I don't know. I think there are a couple of question marks. Like the offensive line is completely new. Like there is not a returning starter on the line. Like everybody is getting – like, I'm not sure if George Moore started a game. He might have, like, filled in for somebody or something. But, like, everybody else, like, Alex Forsyth or Ryan Walk at center. Like, Steven Jones or George Moore at either tackle. I can't even pronounce the right guard's name. TJ Bass at left guard. Like, these are not names that most Duck fans know.
What's the name you can't pronounce?
Male Asala.
Oh yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Almave Laulu. There we go. I think it's just really slow.
Tongovaloa.
I'll tell you one thing though. Left tackle 6'6", 325. Left guard 6'5", 318. Center 6'4", 305. Right guard 6'6", 325. Right tackle 6'6", 340.
They're big,
large people,
large dudes.
That's why they're gonna run the ball a whole bunch. So, sure would be nice having that really good guy at left tackle, but you know, whatever.
As good as Mario has recruited, which has been pretty great.
Yeah.
How has he not recruited a good running back?
Right.
I mean, Sean Dollars was like a high-ranked recruit, I thought.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, but he's like, you know, he's also listed as fourth string. So,
oh, God.
Do they have is Big Boy's kid on the depth chart? Did he make the depth chart at all?
Nope. No. Nope. Walk on.
Well, who's third string? Because is Habibi Leikio third string then?
Yeah. No. It's Verdell, then Dye, then there's an or for third string between Habibi Leikio and Sean Dollars.
Well, we know Habibi Leikio. He's just going to pound it on the goal line.
Yeah, he's got one role. I mean, he had a really good game against Washington last year.
Killed the Huskies. Yeah, yeah. He was jumping over fools.
Yeah, to be fair. Hunter Kantmoyer as a starting tight end surprises me. Because I recall that guy not being able to catch. So, I don't know. And you have Cam McCormick back from his injury. You have Spencer Webb, who, you know, caught a couple of touchdowns last year.
Well, did they move – did Webb – do they have him as a wide receiver now, or is he
– No, he's tight end.
He's tight ends?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's ors listed in every single position on the depth chart, so who the hell knows what's actually going to happen. But I think Oregon is going to hammer that 7.5 spread that you said. I don't think it's going to be close.
Final score prediction?
Ooh.
31-14.
I was thinking less than – I was thinking 28-10. I can see a real ugly game.
Stanford does like those. They take a whole bunch of clock. Yeah.
Mario will gladly play that game, I think.
All right. That's fair.
This is a Big Ten matchup we're turning into.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
I'd say 35-10 is what I'll say. I'm going to write that down. Okay. Do we have anything else on this game?
I mean, the Ducks
are playing. They're playing in Autzen Stadium. They put up a whole bunch of cardboard cutouts to watch their brand new video board that nobody's
big ass video board.
that's brilliant, by the way. I love that. Just the image of that is too good. Y'all ready?
I don't really care.
You don't really care? Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty fitting the Cal UW game getting canceled for season even starts.
So it was Cal who had all the positive tests, right?
One positive test.
Yeah.
A positive test canceled this?
A positive test.
Wilcox seemed to be not too thrilled.
So it was an offensive lineman.
Right.
And because of Berkeley County contact tracing, the entire offensive line room couldn't play.
Gavin Newsom. I know.
Wilcox was very not happy.
I'm sure.
He was pissed.
So this game, because of how the schedule is situated, is canceled.
Yeah, it's gone.
Like, just gone. So both of these teams are to play one fewer game than the rest of the teams.
That doesn't stop you, Dub, national champs.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
1-0.
Yep.
Yeah. So is that what happens?
Oh, it could be.
No, I'm saying, does like UW get the win because Cal?
It's a non-contest.
One of those deals where like Washington wins 1-0 because you have to score a point to win or something. Okay, so shall we move on to trivia then?
Now that was too much sports we just listed off there.
I know. I feel bad about it. Well, part of. Like, most of this trivia is also sports, so if we want to, like, cancel it, we can do that, too. Like, I mean, if you guys don't want to do this because it's too much sports, we can just not do it.
I was going to say, where's our list?
I did do a lot of work. Well, you know what?
Is that printed out? Jesus.
Yeah, man. I don't know how else you're supposed to do it.
Calm down, Mr. Sports. Good
boy. You got obsessed much? Ugh.
Who owns a printer?
Right? Not me. I do this at work. all right. So who starts? I don't remember who won candy last week.
I think Ski won by one.
Ski won that? Okay, that's right. All right, Ski, you start off then. What was Stanford's mascot from 1930 to 1970? Originally introduced by their football coach in 1930, Pop Warner. What was their mascot?
Pop Pop Warner. God. I mean, he's kind of old school.
Mascot slash, like, team name.
I don't know. Can of dip?
Copenhagen.
The Spittoons?
The Hagens?
I have no idea what
they're... All right. Do you know this one?
The Indians.
They were the Indians.
That's fucking racist.
They were also known back then as the Big Red Machine. Before Stanford, Pop Warner apparently headed up the Carlisle Indian Industrial School, which became the model for a host of boarding schools built to assimilate Native Americans into white culture.
Yikes. Wow.
Yay.
I guess it's not a good time to say if you Google Stanford Indian cheerleaders, you'll find some... You'll find some dimes from the 70s.
Do I see that some
pop up
single,
on Google Images?
Do I see They're some single dimes. Feather? Is there like
yep,
a single
absolute.
Feather in some like
yep.
tanned leather
the
looking?
Tanned
like.
Leather. Yep. There's some real cuties, man.
Not ideal.
Did they braid their hair also? Like
100%.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just don't even need to look at it. I already know.
Yeah.
I have some more team name information. So in 1975, a vote happened with a lot of names being included, alluding to the school's founder, who was like a railroad tycoon named Leland Stanford.
Oh, I thought you were saying that the school tycoon was named a lot of names.
So they had like a vote, basically. So some of them were the robber barons, the Sequoias, the trees, they're almost called the trees, the cardinals, the railroaders, the spikes, and the Huns. The robber barons won, but the university's administration was like, no, that's not going to be our mascot or our team.
That's literally the best name a team could be called.
The robber barons. They're like, no, we're not actually going to implement that. Then in 78, a bunch of varsity athletes started a petition for the mascot to be the Griffin, but that also failed. Then in 81, it was officially named the Cardinal forever, which is, of course, the color Cardinal. So King got that one, and he gets this one. So what is the official Stanford mascot?
The tree?
Right now. That is incorrect. Your options, Ski. The Stanford tree, Stan, or they don't have one.
They don't have one.
They don't have one.
Okay. I mean, they do, but okay.
They don't. The tree is the mascot for the band.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Hey,
yeah.
Facts. Facts.
I'm just, yeah, okay.
Look it up. Wikipedia, dog.
Yeah, okay. All right, yep.
Ski. Stanford has had some huge names in terms of head coaches in their time. Which head coach has the most wins?
David Shaw.
That is correct. Good work. Pop Warner was second with 71, and then I also had Bill Walsh as an option. Bill Walsh was a coach at Stanford a couple times. King. The Stanford-Notre Dame rivalry has happened 34 times in history, has been played every year dating back to 97 before Comrade Kate had to go and ruin things for the Pac-12. What is the name of the trophy Notre Dame and Stanford play for?
I don't know.
Okay. You're allowed. Damn, man. Ski, your options. The Governor's Trophy, the Legends Trophy, the Heroes Trophy.
I mean, they're pompous enough. It's got to be the Legends, right?
It is indeed.
I mean, God. Yeah.
It is the Legends. Ski, who is Stanford's all-time leader in career rushing yards?
Christian McCaffrey.
Nope. King, your options. Christian McCaffrey, Bryce Love, or Stephon Taylor?
Stephon Taylor.
That is correct.
Because he got the ball like 50 times a game.
Yeah, and played for 4 years. He had 4,300 career yards. That's a lot. Ooh. That's a lot. So right now, Ski leading 3-2 as we go back to King. What are Stanford's official team colors?
This is going to be so dumb. So I'm going to say cardinal and white, and it's going to be like cardinal and opaque.
It is cardinal and white.
Oh, wow. Nice job. Shocked. Nice job. Shocked Stanford just went with white.
You got it.
What kind of white? No, eggshell white?
Right. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Where does that line up on the Home Depot paint chart?
Right.
Yeah. All right, Ski. Oregon and Stanford have played each other 82 times throughout the years. This is going to be like a yes or no type of deal. So, which school currently leads the series?
Stanford?
Yes, that is correct. 49-33-1. The tie was in 1936. Between a classic matchup between Claude Thornhill and Prink Callison of the Ducks, Ducks head coach. Everybody knows Prink, obviously.
Three to three final or something. Is boring.
So 4-3 right now. King, which player has Stanford's only Heisman Trophy?
Jim Plunkett?
Yes.
Oh.
He beat Joe Theismann and Archie Manning in 1970. They have six players who have finished second in the Heisman voting. John Elway, Toby Gerhart, Christian McCaffrey, Andrew Luck twice, and then Bryce Love. Second, that's fucking crazy.
The McCaffrey love or the McCaffrey luck love thing, that's nuts to do it four times in like 6 years or whatever.
Crazy, right?
Well, and Gerhart couldn't have been
be the program they are too.
Like, right? Yeah, Gerhart was 09
right around then too.
So five times in like 7 years. That's insane.
And was, to not win at all either.
Was Gerhart a first round draft pick?
No,
couldn't have been. He got drafted by the Vikings, right?
Yeah,
I feel like it was like the third round or something. Yeah. All right. So next correct answer wins, and this one goes to Ski. Who is Stanford's all-time leader in career passing yards?
I'm going to go with Luck.
Incorrect. King, your options. Steve Stenstrom. What?
Hogan.
No. Steve Stenstrom, John Elway, or Andrew Luck?
Steve Stenstrom.
Yep. Steve Stenstrom, the all-time leading passer in Stanford in career passing yards for Stanford.
How?
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Did he play? He played 4 years, didn't he?
No, he was three.
Was he only three?
That's how Stenstrom leads, because he played 4 years.
Elway might have only been two.
Yeah, because Luck was 9, 10, 11. Yeah. And in 9, they just handed off to Gerhart a whole bunch.
A billion
times. Finished second in the Heisman, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that is a win for King. Nice work, my friend. You got it. You know more about Stanford. Congratulations.
Hi, Cardinal.
Yeah, you're Cardinal. We'll be talking about that this Saturday. All right, I got two more. Which U.S. president graduated from Stanford? I don't know why either of you would ever know this. This was like an extra one I made.
James Buchanan.
No.
Cleveland.
It's Herbert Hoover.
Oh, Herbs. Old Hooves.
So apparently, by the way, JFK went to business school at Stanford but dropped out. And then, Richard Nixon was the other one. Yeah. He went to Whittier University in California.
JFK just didn't have the brains for it.
Yeah, couldn't figure it. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
He gave it a shot.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think enough time's passed.
Yeah.
That flies.
Yeah.
Oh, you shit. That's amazing.
Oh, heads up on that joke. Ski got it right away.
It took me a second. Oh, no. And with that, we end the podcast. Holy shit.
I'm sorry.